Online, part one. They had both been flirting heavily, messaging each other online. Charlie had thought her pictures looked great, but now he was starting to get nervous. Maybe I've been a little too keen to suggest that we should meet in person, he pondered as he took a few deep breaths before walking into the bar. With only a scattering of customers around, Charlie quickly scanned the room, satisfied that she wasn't there. Not yet, anyway, he sighed with relief. A pint of Heineken, please, mate, his voice crackling as he managed to flag down the barman. Charlie leant against the polished wooden countertop and tried to act casual, but inside he was growing restless. Glancing at his phone, then putting it down only to then look at it once again immediately after. Charlie poured at the cold glass in front of him, taking a large gulp to distract himself. The liquid hit the back of his throat and suddenly felt like a pressure valve had just been released, allowing his stress level to dramatically drop. The barman stared with an unimpressed frown and waited impatiently for him to pay. Charlie said nothing, instead just handing him a crumpled £10 note and shooting him a dirty look back before gulping down another large swig. He glanced around the bar again. It still looked newly restored despite being filled with country, farmhand-type ornaments, giving the whole place a fake rustic look. Far from anything that could be found on the West End, but classy enough to impress a girl on a first date, Charlie thought while eyeing his drink again carefully. His phone suddenly buzzed. It was her and she was close by. Before he had chance to check outside, he spotted someone wandering past the window. Quickly though, his heart sank. Please don't be her, he whispered to himself. He genuinely hated being shallow-minded, but his nervous stomach had just flipped and all of his instincts told him that he'd just been catfished. She walked through the door and Charlie struggled to fake a broad smile, praying it didn't look obvious that he was disappointed. Michelle? He quizzed. She shyly smiled back and they embraced awkwardly. Hey, you found it. How are you doing? Do you want a drink? He asked her in rapid succession. Hi, yeah, good, yeah, a wine please? She stumbled over her words nervously. White wine. She shouted at the barman, then mouthed large and indicated the size with her hands. You look great, he lied. Michelle blushed a little, but didn't say a word, instead taking the glass in her hand and downing its contents. Charlie watched with his eyes open wide. Jesus, he caught himself saying. Sorry, she finally breathed. It's been a rough day. I haven't eaten and honestly, I'm a bit nervous, she giggled, setting the empty glass back on the bar. Do you want another? Charlie chuckled. Michelle nodded. Listen, don't fret. It's just nice to meet you, and if you want to go out for any food, there's a place I know close by, Charlie reassured her, but quickly realised what he had just suggested. It was a mistake for him to be here, and now he'd just asked her to dinner. Stupid, he thought. Okay, that sounds nice. Sorry, I'm just so nervous, she giggled again, while bringing the second glass to her lips. Alarm bells began ringing in Charlie's mind, but now he couldn't just walk out on this poor girl, but he was too cowardly to admit he didn't like her. They continued, trying but ultimately struggling to make small talk. His jokes were clearly missing the mark, as she became more flushed with every awkward silence, until finally she excused herself to the toilet. Charlie glared towards the bar's door, willing his body to climb off the stool and make a quick dash for it, but he couldn't. Before he could build himself up to try again, Michelle was now heading back to the bar, innocent smile on her face. The night already felt like a washout, but at least he could enjoy a meal out instead of a Saturday night takeaway at home, alone. Maybe after some food she might liven up, Charlie thought. Should we get some food before you get a little too drunk? He blurted. Michelle frowned, but then nodded sheepishly. Instead of trying to escape, they were now walking the 100 yards towards the restaurant in almost complete silence.